go from there. It is Monday, people. This is your host, Trevante Jaramillo. Very excited for this guest because I've been kind of kicking it around, asking him to be on the show. I'm not really a guy that seeks out other podcast hosts just on principle. Like, I don't, maybe you can tell me what you feel about this Lawrence Ross, a.k.a. Blind Lawrence from Twitter and Facebook. You're the host of the, what is it again? The Lawrence Ross Waterhead Show.
That is correct. Yes, the LRWS, as it is commonly abbreviated as.
Right. I appreciate you coming to do this. Like I was saying, I'm not a guy that like seeks out other podcast hosts or other podcast guys just on the principle of like we think we should be like helping each other. I've always thought that, you know, podcast is not competition. It's not real radio. You know, a lot of us don't make any money off this stuff. But I don't know. I got this weird chip on my shoulder about guys that just do it to do it without any real substance or any real, you know what I mean? Like, what do you think about that?
Oh, well, you know, anything to get the name out is what I say, man.
All right. So you're better than me. Fair enough. No, I'll kind of quantify that a little bit. Not, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I try to keep what I listen to the bare minimum, which is like, you know, 15 different shows plus Jay Moore Sports plus Your Thing plus Opie and Anthony. You know, it's too much, you know, too many voices. And every once in a while, I'll check out a new one that I see on Twitter or whatever. And sometimes it's fine, and you're like, yeah, it's fine, serviceable. But then there's other ones where, like, you can tell that they're just sitting around with no prep, no, not to say that you have to, you know, be on your marks or anything like that, but you know what I mean? It's just like they're just doing it to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of being a hypocrite because I'm just doing this to do this also because it's fun, but whatever. Sorry. I don't know why we started off on that. Welcome, sir. I really appreciate you coming to do this.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem.
Let's talk a little bit about, well, let's get the one big thing out of the way. You are an actual blind man.
That is correct.
Which is weird because I don't think I know anybody that's blind. Even though I work in the eye care business, I don't really know too many people that are blind. And We have a lot of questions about that. Let me get the big one out of the way first because then I can weed through some of this Facebook stuff. Were you blind from birth?
Yes, I was. I was born with a condition known as retinopathy of prematurity. Basically, the way that works is I was scheduled to come out in February of 88, but the day after Halloween, November 1st, 1987, I busted out of the womb 25 weeks early to be exact and ended up paying for it. My retinas did not develop all the way. My left eye is a prosthetic. Not sure if you know that.
No, I didn't know that, actually.
Well, now you know.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. And so with the clear sound there real quick, not necessarily, I wouldn't say like totally completely blind, it's dark kind of thing, but I do know what colors and shapes and numbers and people somewhat look like, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But yeah. Like if you were to say to me, hey man, I'm currently wearing a light blue shirt that says, hello, my name is, then on the back it says, put your name on it. I might be able to picture that, but if you were to say, hey, describe this person to me, I'd be like, nope, sorry, can't do it.
So everything's just kind of like blobby to you?
Yeah, more or less.
That's bizarre that like you have even like light recognition. Sorry, I'm just kind of thinking over this whole thing.
That's okay.
I didn't want to get into this. So you know what? I'm not going to get into this part yet because a lot of it is for later, okay?
Okay.
Tell me about, like, why did you start doing your podcast and, like, the radio station and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I've been a radio fan for many, many years. Being blind, it's pretty much like my go-to form of entertainment. Grew up in New York listening to guys like Howard Stern and stuff like that. And then moved down here to Florida in 95 and started browsing the radio landscape there. And there's a radio program that... that became attached to a guy by the name of Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Yep. He was on 98 Rock for a little bit, and then in 2004 he got kicked off because the FCC said you're too dirty, get on out of here, kid. So then in 2006 he joined Howard Stern and was on Sirius for 5 years, and during that time, one day they had a blind gentleman in studio named Blind Glenn, as they called him, from Arizona. He was visiting, and I was listening to the show, and I'm enjoying it. So I figured, man, I want to get in on some of this. So I called up, and they put me on, and Bubba remembered me for me being able to do an impersonation of one of the guys on his program. because a couple days before, I've been about this personal appearance that he was doing at a Walmart, and then so my dad asked me, can you do any impersonations from, you know, from his program? Because one of the things I pick up on is doing impersonations and stuff. So I said, yeah, I can do an impersonation of this guy in his program, guy named Ned, and Ned kind of talks a little bit like this. And
He's a Bubba guy?
Yes, he is.
Oh my god, dude. All right, this is kind of inside, and like people that I work with are going to know this, but like I found he has a CD of the prank phone calls, right?
Yeah, they got several CDs.
Okay, like, the one I only have one. It's the one that starts out with the marijuana song, like that. Smoke
marijuana.
There you go.
That didn't matter.
Yes, this makes me so happy.
That didn't matter. Everybody's free to smoke marijuana. And the cover art, if I'm correct, just a picture of a dude farting in a big smoke cloud, and he's getting stoned off the smoke cloud I do know what album you are referring to, my friend. Yeah,
my favorite. That's badass. My favorite. I mean, off-roading a little bit, but my favorite track on that is the golf course. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah, that was actually the first Ned prank call I ever heard of his.
It might have been for me too. I think, I'm not sure. I remember this. Me and my buddy Todd, we were fucking driving to Denver for a concert, and he goes, dude, like let's stow the metal for a while. We're gonna go see something cool, you know. Let's listen to this. And he popped it in, and I don't think we went front to back. He brought two CDs with him at that time. He brought a set of Jackie Martling, and then and then he brought that Ned CD, and yeah. I'm pretty sure the golf course one was the first one he played for me. And holy shit,
cut number 12 on that album, by the way.
Yeah.
Kings Mountain Golf Course. Ish. How much to rent a cart, you shucker?
That's my favorite one.
Thanks.
Because that's the one that kind of starts out like maybe this is going to go well. You know?
Yeah. And then nope. But yeah.
I think
but,
you might be my baby.
Yeah, so I did that impersonation for the guys, and they loved it. And then I started demoing my Jaws for Windows program, which is that electronic voice that you hear on my program. Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to listen to my program every Friday evening at 7 p.m. on tf52.com, and it's also razradiolive.com. If you're into either one of the addresses, it goes to the same place. It's one of those deals. It's spelled RASRadioLive.com, and if you have a smartphone, as like an Android or an iPhone, you can just search. You can go to the App Store and download the TuneIn Radio app, and type in Raz RAS space Radio, and then boom, there it is, and you're able to see my program. So I gave the Bubba guys a demo of the Jaws program, and they got a kick out of it. So then they said, okay, hang on, let's put you on hold so we can get your information. So I'm like, oh, sweet, this is really cool. So then I started being involved with the program. We did something called the Blind Olympics not too long after that. So we did like an obstacle course, painting, and shaving. Not us shaving ourselves, rather. Not us shaving ourselves, but rather us shaving other people.
Oh, that's safe.
And shaving cream and stuff, and yep. And they would send an air horn periodically to freak us out. We jumped a little bit. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, so then a couple weeks later, the guys discovered my talent for cataloging various elements of the program, because at the time there was within the official Bubba website, they had a little forum that fans could participate on, comment on the show and all that stuff. And so whenever they play a bit, I would just casually pop on there and say, this one is on this album, disc number 2, track number 7, whatever it was. Okay. And the guys started taking notes. They're like, oh my gosh, this guy's unbelievable. He's kind of like the Rain Man of the show. Let's see if we can get something for him. So we decided, okay, how about if we have him write the show recaps? And I wrote the show recaps for a couple of years. Basically, it was me sitting behind a computer and basically banging out pretty much like a very detailed summary as to what took place in the program. And then in April of, then in March of 2011, I went to the guys on there and said, listen, what I'd like to do now is I'd like to switch my role. I'd like to be a weekly participant on a program you guys have, the Daily Debriefing. And they're like, okay, no problem. So that lasts for about a year or so. And then it is with things in life, you know, I decided just to simply move on with life, you know. So while I was involved with the program, I'd always wanted to do a podcast. I did a podcast many years ago, back in 2006, right around the time when Phil Hendry retired. I want to say it was like a month after. I had an iPod, and I had one of those iPod voice recorder thingies.
Yeah.
That attachment thing that you plug in and hit the button. Yep. And it was like really compressed and stuff. And at the time, I thought it was like the thing. I thought it was really awesome.
That was how you did it back then, you know?
Right. Yeah. But of course, now you can just open up voice memos and boom, there it is.
Right.
But the thing that I remember is, I did a couple of those on that, and then I graduated to the microphone and the computer plugin, that kind of thing. So I did that, and it was known as the PH Freak Show because I was a member of a Phil Hendry fan forum, and that was my name on there, PH Freak, because I carried my knowledge of cataloging stuff to the Phil Hendry Show as well, and all that fine stuff. And then a couple of years later, I was hanging out with a friend. I'm like, hey man, I like to do a podcast. He's like, all right. Let's go to YouTube and do it, because at that time I wasn't even sure how to do the RSS feed kind of thing.
Right.
So we did a couple of episodes to that nature, and you know, we liked the product, but I don't know, we kind of shelved the concept, I guess. And then later on that year, this is like December of 2009, we're hanging out and we're like, wouldn't mind revisiting that podcast thing that we had going on earlier. She was like, yeah, sure, let's do that. So we started doing that, and we started doing YouTube, and then they brought on a guy named Matt, and Matt's been with us for about 4 years now, almost. And so we did that, and we actually have we started doing interviews around that time. We talked to this guy named Justin Juario, a gentleman from thatguywiththeglasses.com, who has since passed away. He was our very first interview, and it was really cool that he was nice enough to talk with us about what it was like reviewing video games and just life in general, get his perspective on it. It was really cool. And then in March of 2011, we took our show live to Ustream, and I had a couple friends. I'm like, hey, check this show out. And so we were on Ustream for a little bit, and then we realized this isn't really what we're looking for. Let's abandon that. So we went to blip.tv, because some of the people on thatguywiththeglasses.com, they use blip.tv as well. So we're like, maybe we can try to make some money off of it. So we did that for a little bit, and then in December 2011, we get a real shocker. Blip.tv tells us, hey, what you're going to have to do is, for you people who upload just audio, you got to cut that out. It's not going to include the video of whatever it is that you have. And we're like, okay, screw this. We want to do strictly audio, because that's what we do. We're blind. We want to do strictly audio.
Yeah.
So I happen to know somebody who has his own internet radio station. I reached out to him and say, hey, listen, man, me and my pals, we do a radio show every week. We're looking for a place to podcast our program. He's like, no problem. Just send me all your episodes, what you have currently, and I'll make a website for you. So we did, and he made the website for us. A gentleman by the name of Rob Revere, a very nice man. You can check out his programs at revereradio.net. So he made the site for us, and so we use that, and we still use that to this day. And then I want to say it was like January of 2013, I wanted to get a mixer because on one of our more recent episodes, we were talking about a clip of, I think it was Evan Longoria catching a ball. And one of my friends said something, yeah, you know, if Lawrence had a mixer, we wouldn't have to insert the clip in post-production. We could play it live. We could comment on it.
Right.
So I reached out to a friend, and I'm like, hey man, I'm interested in getting a mixer for my radio program. What would you suggest? He says, okay, how about we go to Guitar Center? And so we went to the Guitar Center, and we went all out with the purchases, man. We got a mixer, we got the cords, we got the microphone, we got the mic stand, we got a sound card, you know, at this particular location, you know, we went all out, man. So it was really cool and set it up. And so I've been using that for ever since, and it's really cool having the freedom to being able to play a clip, stop the clip, and say, okay, hang on, let's review what you just said there, guys. What he just said was, yeah, I mean, that's a little messed up that you would say that. Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, we do that. And then so then later on that year, it was actually March, when my friend suggested, hey, man, how about if you take your show live? It's good that you have the podcast, but let's take it live, man. So I'm like, okay. And then he told me what to do. So I wrote to the guy. I said, I want to do my show live. He says, okay, perfect. Here's the software you need, and we'll make sure you're all set up. And so the same guy who hooked me up with the mixer was cool enough to come out to my area, I guess you could say, and he set me up with the broadcasting thing because my JAWS software doesn't click with the podcast, doesn't click with the actual software. I'd open it, but like I'd navigate the thing like with the arrow keys and stuff, and it wouldn't do it.
Okay.
So I'd have a little help with that, but we went live on April 12th, 2013, and we've had a great time doing the program. We mainly talk about video games, sports, news of the week, and anything else that will pop up. And we've been lucky to have some pretty big interviews, I must say. We actually have.
Yeah, I called a couple times, and that was pretty huge for you, I know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and also Brad Hutchins from the Tweeting Warrior podcast has called in before.
Yes, sir.
As he's very passionate about our product, and also but as far as the guests are concerned, let me get the rundown as to who we've had as far as a guest. In this order, we've had Justin Juario from ThatGuyWithTheGlasses.com, the video game guy who is no longer with us.
Right.
We also had the guy named Adam Hamilton, a former independent Irish wrestler. We've had him. Yeah. Awesome. Yes. Yeah. We've also had a guy named Linkara. His real name is Lewis. He's been on our program twice. I think he's been on our program three times, as a matter of fact. Yeah, three times. He's been on the program. He reviews comic books on ThatGuyWithTheGlasses.com. He has a segment called Atop the Fourth Wall. That's his thing.
Nice. Let's see.
We've also spoken with Rob Revere, the gentleman who saved our program, and we talked to him about radio, and he actually sent on our show one time, and it was really cool having his input. We've also talked with a guy by the name of... We've also talked with a guy named Jörg Sprave. Jörg Sprave is this German guy on YouTube. He has this thing called the Slingshot Channel.
Okay.
Yeah, check this guy out. The guy is just incredible at what he does. The guy makes slingshots out of anything you can think of. I mean,
is this the guy that he's got like a rapid fire like pencil slingshot or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've also spoken with. Not sure if you've ever seen this program on Bravo. It's a program called Below Deck.
Cruise ship program.
Yeah, cruise ship.
Yeah, I think I have seen it. That was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Okay. I actually, one of my neighbors was actually on that program, so we had her on the show to talk about. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Woman named Adrian. And we've also spoken with, we've also talked with radio personality Phil Hendry. We've actually had him on twice.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that a little bit because, like, he's, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. To me, Phil Hendry's like, is an exercise in immersion. Either you didn't grow up with him or you know, like you got to be like, all right, there's a shitload of content. And pretty much like if you jump in right now, you might not really click with it. And the reason I'm saying that, and this is probably just me, but I've seen that he's done a lot of other podcasts. He's done Jay's. I know that he was on yours twice. Every time he's on somewhere, like I can't get into the conversation cause I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You know what I mean? They're talking about, you know, bits and, you know, fake phone calls and all this other stuff. And, like, I understand what all that means. But I'm, like, I'm sitting here going, like, so wait a minute. Like, was this whole show bullshit or was it just, like, the calls? Like, I'm not sure. And, like, I haven't put the time in, you know. And even yesterday on Twitter, like, where was this at? This one was at, The Witness. He came in yesterday and he said, one name, Phil Hendry, best $10 a month I spend anywhere. And we were talking about. Me and Blue were talking about you being on the show. Great Blue Dini, by the way. And of course, you know, because you came up, Phil Hendry came up, and I'm like, see the whole thing that there's like a whole website that you have to pay to be a member of. I'm like, I don't have the energy for this right now. But that being said, I'm the asshole here. He's a radio institution. Like everyone knows who Phil Hendry is.
Absolutely.
What what was the significance? This is a weird question, but like, how big of a deal was this to have him on your show? Because I know, I'm going to say probably Dr. Steve and Big J Oakerson so far. Oh, and Pat Pirelli. He's Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. He's a world-renowned horse trainer, and he's a hero of my dad's, you know? Oh, cool. So these are guys that, like, you know, two guys that are heroes of mine, and then the one guy that I could figure out to get my dad in the studio because he wouldn't come do it. Right. you know, those are the ones that meant the most, probably, you know, besides friends and all that kind of stuff. But for you, what did Phil Hendry mean to you? Like, how did it even happen? Let's start there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I have to be really good friends with Phil on Facebook, because what I will occasionally do is I will occasionally go on his timeline and I'll write a little interesting note of history that took place on this particular day concerning his radio program.
Okay, and, I've seen that.
And what he does later on during the day or the next day or whenever he, you know, whenever he gets around to it, he has a thing that says "Stay in Show History ... with Lawrence Ross," and then there's a screen capture of it, and then the fans will like it in the comments, and 9 times out of 10 I read stuff that says him like, "Oh man, that's incredible. I remember listening to that the first night I almost drove off the road," and stuff like that. So I remember it was Phil's birthday. And I wrote to him on Facebook and said, "Hey Phil, trying to wish you happy birthday, my friend, and I'd love to have you on my radio program. We go live at this particular time." He says, "Okay, fantastic. Let me know when you'd like to have me on, and I'll be on." So I'm like, "All right, fantastic." So a couple weeks later, I did some calculations, and so I wrote back to him and said, "Phil, this particular day, October 18th, will be 150th episode. We'd love to have you on for that episode." He said, "Okay, fantastic. I'll be on there, man." Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we had him on, and it was really cool to hear him talk about just how messed up the radio industry is. How it's changed, how it once was about the talent, but now it's not really much about the talent. Now it's more about like the money, because one of the things he had said was one night he was driving home listening to a show on tape delay, and he heard it, and there was a lot of edits, and turns out that they're using what's called as a cash box. The cash box.
Yeah, I know what this is. It takes audio, and if there's any kind of like dead space, it automatically chops it out.
Exactly.
So there's more time for ad running, right?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. More time for commercials. More time for the money, and less time for the talent. And it.
By the way, let me interrupt you. I didn't know about that until Brad Hutchings actually talked about your talking to Phil Hendry about this. So I'm not trying to act like I knew what that was, and I wouldn't have if it wasn't for you. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So it was really cool just to hear him just talk about the radio industry and where it's going, and he basically said to us that, you know, it's good what you're doing. One of the things that's important, to remember, guys, is you got to have content. That's what we're looking for. We're always looking for content, and it seems if you guys have it, you guys actually do have the passion of it. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, on his pre-show, Phil actually mentioned us by name. He mentioned me by name. And I got the clip for you. Hang on, let me play that for you.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, man, you know, that's one of the advantages of having this mixing board, man.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, man.
They kind of worked at Barry Katz a little bit. Undeniable, man.
I found out this. If I'm sick, I can do it really well. Otherwise, I sound just really nasally, and it doesn't really work. So,
undeniable, man. It's all my man. It's usually that last sentence that gets you into trouble, man.
It's awesome.
Okay,
always say that one extra sentence.
That gets trouble, man. Undeniable, man. Anyway, here now, ladies and gentlemen, is a little excerpt of Phil Hendry mentioning what it is that we do. So here we go.
Talking to Lawrence Ross and his...
Are we able to hear that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
talking to Lawrence Ross and his guys on their radio show over there on Rasta Radio.
Rasta Radio.
Maximum respect.
Anyway, continuing.
They understand that. I said to them, because they said, well, we're on this platform, that platform, we're on this feed and that feed. I said, that's right, and that's all very good. You want to make sure that your audience knows that that's where you are. But the other thing is you have to have a product. You have to have a show. Talk.
Yeah, so there it is.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Well, since you did that, I'm going to try this. I don't know if you're going to hear it, but this was my claim to fame. Let's see if it'll go.
All right.
Trevante, my man.
You hear that?
Trevante in Colorado. Of the
not really.
There. Okay, let me try that again. Hang on. Let's see.
There's no place for that.
Here you go.
Trevante, my man. Trevante in Colorado. Of the Go From There podcast. Trevante, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Did you get that?
No, not really good.
Damn it! Ah, I'll send it to you. But yeah, I called Jay's show, and all I said, like, you know, you call there all the time, so you know how the screening process works.
Exactly.
When I talked to the screener, all I said was, and sadly the show didn't go down, but I said, hey, you know, love the show, and I can't wait to see you next month in Denver at the Comedy Works. That's all I said. Trevante, right. Colorado, and that. And I don't know who made the poll. I don't think it was him. I imagine somebody around him was like, hey, that's the kid from Colorado that's constantly tweeting and bothering you. but he brought me on with Trevante in Colorado of the Go From There podcast.
Cool.
And my Twitter blew up, made my day. And it was one of the last times I tweeted him. I said, you made my year, sir. Thank you. And I think I've tweeted him one other time since then. So, well, besides the game, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, the THTC.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Well, that's fucking badass. What happened the second appearance? I don't think I've heard that one yet.
Oh, well, the second appearance, he was on to talk about his brand new venture, which is now it's totally uncensored. You can hear him live on the TuneIn app from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time. But if you subscribe to the World of Phil Hendry podcast, you can catch up on the 5 latest episodes of the program. So that's cool. So he was talking about that, and so that's that basically. Anyhow, so
how long was he on with you each time?
Well, the first time he was on for 32 minutes. And the second time he was on for 39 minutes. As a matter of fact, if you go to our podcast website, you go to nwopodcast.com/LRWS. What you got to do is click on Podcast Archive, and then you click on Interviews, and then there they are in all of the... there they are. You're able to listen to them at your leisure.
I'll have to go and grab those, and I'll share them for you. Yeah. Because that's a huge deal. And I don't know, like... It's funny, like... People in my circle are finally starting to understand like the whole podcast thing and what I'm doing, and like that it's not just this. It's my fault for at the beginning when I would tell anybody, I would be like, yeah, you know, because for me, like building content, you have to just like go with what's around you. You know, I didn't know how to email Barry Katz or, you know, do this or do that before when I started it, you know.
Right.
But now, obviously it's different, but you know, when I was explaining it back then, it was like, yeah, it's just me and my friends are, you know, telling them stories and, you know, cracking jokes. And like, people are like, well, I'd come and hang out with you if I cared about that, you know? But now, like, I feel like mine has become a little something different. It's still, I mean, there's still the friends hanging out and dick jokes and all that kind of stuff, but we try to bring something more important to the table than just that. So I lost my train of thought 'cause I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
shit. Oh, no. So the people around me are starting to understand, like, oh, like this is actually a thing he's trying to do. You know, they check it out. I get, you know, you know how it is. Like, you get a nice message every once in a while. It's like, man, that last podcast or that last, you know, live show was really great. It's really cool, you know? And, I mean, how do I word this? Like, What are you going to do with, like, you've had, you know, some success and some great guests and all that kind of stuff, and you guys have a pretty good amount of momentum going on. Like, what do you want out of this? Because I know where my head is at with it right now. Like, where are you at with it?
Well, we just enjoy doing it every week. We just like talking about the news of the week, whether it be sports, video games, or just regular news, and we just have fun just sounding off on it and just having fun with it. And we're just, you know, we do it because we have a lot of fun doing it, and we don't get a lot of interaction from callers. There have been a couple of shows where we get no phone calls at all. There might be one show where we might get one phone call or maybe two, and that might be it. But there have been a couple of times where we've gotten a bunch of calls, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we have that going for us, you know. And it's all about getting the word out, you know. I'm all about trying to get the word out almost every day. Almost every day, every other day, I'm out there on Facebook. I'm saying, hey, this Friday night, tune in to TF50.com. Check out the LRWS. Call in and talk with us. And I give the number.
Right. It's a cool thing. Like, you know, for me, it's weird that when I decided to do call-ins, like, it works best when I have somebody sitting here with me in studio, right? Because then, like I said about the technical issues, I throw up the Talkatone app and we get after it, you know? I've had a lot of shows with call-ins. I've had a couple that were multiple, mostly one or two, and then a lot with none, you know? And some of that is just like, well, my problem, like, you have a live outlet, which I think is really cool, and I might ask you about this after we're done.
Okay.
But for me, like, you know, people call and they're like, well, where can we hear it? I'm like, well, when I post it, which at the time I was stacking up so many, like, I wasn't posting them right away. And so they're like, well, why do we call? And I'm like, well, just to have fun and have a conversation. Like, it's not really like, and I'm like, they come back to like, well, where's the live thing? I'm like, well, there's not one. They're like, so why would I call you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just did it. Just shut up. So yeah, it's a cool thing. Like, and Twitter now, Facebook I've had for a while that does pretty good with the interactions. We'll get into that here in a few minutes, but Twitter, mostly because of, you know, the Moriers and all that kind of stuff, has become a lot more robust as far as, you know, people tweeting and, you know, asking questions and all that kind of stuff, but more so for actual listeners. And, you know, I don't know let me ask you this. Why do people, when they ball wash or they, you know, they want to say something nice to you, they directly send it? Tell everybody. I want everybody to know.
I'm not exactly sure why they do that. I mean, I will say this. We always give out our email address. We always give out our Twitter at the end of the show. We always give out our contact information at the end of the show.
Right.
It's actually a pre-recorded thing, but it still gives out the information. And in all the times of us giving out the contact information, we have not gotten an email basically saying, hey, really enjoyed the program, looking forward to your next program. You know, we do not get that a lot. We may get that, you know, we may get that occasionally. We may get like one guy saying, hey man, really love the show tonight, or, you know, stuff like that. Or, you know, we may get that occasionally, but, you know, it's very rare that our feedback just rolls in at a rapid pace and we can't keep up with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's just neat that there's interaction and stuff. Let me ask you this. I have a super fan.
All right.
That'll be Jamie Wilson. I'm pretty sure you guys follow each other. I'm not sure. He's a guy from across the pond.
Jamie from or somebody else.
Say again? No, not Indy. He's on Twitter it's Jams of 32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like my super fan. Like, he found this. And far as I know, like, he's listened to every episode, and there's like 230 some now.
How do you find
it? Twitter, I think. I don't even really know. I forget. I know I've asked him, but I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
I have a super fan. I have, as of yesterday, I have a, I don't know what to call him. Like, do you ever listen to Opie and Anthony or anything like that?
I know of them.
Okay. Well, you know the Stern equivalent, where like there's contributors. Like, you were probably that, I guess.
Yeah.
Alexander Cassidy, like, I really don't want to talk about him because he's kind of a piece of garbage, but yesterday he spent a good part of the day listening to like three or four of my episodes, and now today he's been Like, he's always, I've never said anything about him because I kind of think he's a crazy person. So I wasn't really sure like how the whole thing was going to work, but he's right. always contributed, which I appreciate. Like, but the problem is a lot of it's like vulgar and like not helping. So that's probably why I didn't really, you know, get after it with him too much. But, I'll say this, Alex, he's going to be on the show pretty soon. Thank you for all your stuff, even though like you make everybody around me uncomfortable. I did a MC gig for a stand-up show Friday night, uh-huh. and he made one of the acts that has never seen or met him kind of hate him, but wow. kind of love him at the same time, you know. So good job, Alex, you fucking cunt. tell me about the Jaws software. Because here's the thing. There's a couple people the last couple of days are like, why does a blind guy have Twitter? How does a blind guy do a radio show? Which is a stupid question because it's a microphone. It's not eyes, idiot. it is bizarre like how interactive you are on Facebook and Twitter. And like, I mean, obviously there's some helpful software going on. Like, what's the one you use and how does it go?
Well, Jaws for Windows it's a screen reading software program, and basically. The way it works is when you look at a web page, like let's say that you're on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull that up right now so that I can kind of give the audience a little bit of a demonstration as to what that
awesome.
Is.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yes. Well, Jaws for Windows started out as a program for the Macintosh way back in the day. It was made by this guy. It was made by this guy named Ted Henton. No, I'm sorry. Ted Henter. I'm sorry. Ted Henter was the gentleman's name. He'd lost his sight in a motorcycle accident. And he became a computer programmer, and he developed a software called JAWS. And it stands for Job Access with Speech. And I'm going to go to Facebook right now. Here we go.
MSN. Facebook. Facebook.
Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Edit. And then when it says edit, That's a spot where the user can type in information such as like a search term, or if they want to write a post, they can write a post. And then right below it, there is the
post button.
You hit that, and then your comment or your status gets posted, and then there it goes, and then you're able to browse post the internet.
Link
like here, I'll actually go through my newsfeed to see if I have any notifications
link more
here.
Options. Link Eddie Finna Cairo likes your 20-minute link Travanti Aramilo tag you in a post on the link Nicole says one link clear notification.
See, so there you go. That's pretty cool.
That's cool that it said my name. I dig it.
Yeah, that is cool.
It said it better than Jay Moore does on the radio, by the way.
Daddy boy. Travanti Aramio.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, I mean, what all can you do with it? I mean, that's silly. I know there's a lot, but...
Yeah.
What do you use it most for, let's say?
I mainly use it for the internet, and if we're writing documents and stuff like that, it's a really cool software. I've used it for about 15 years now. I love it.
Oh wow! You know what? You might be interested. I have a show about a gal that is my age. We were supposed to be in the same kindergarten and all the way through, but she was in a skiing accident. And like I said, she's my age, but she's traumatic brain injury. But she lives on her own with the help of a badass speaker system in the house and an iPad.
Nice.
And the interesting thing about her, like, because of the traumatic brain injury, there's no, like, you know how you and I both have like an inner voice that's like, I'm hungry or
yeah.
Whatever it is. She doesn't have that. So there's gotta be like voice prompts to be like, hey, you're hungry, it's breakfast, whatever. And it's weird, 'cause they sat her down and they recorded it all in her voice. So I don't know. It's a bizarre thing. I'll send you a link. I don't know if you'll check it out, but you would probably think it's pretty cool. So, you people, what was I going to ask you just now? What are the downsides of that software?
Well, the only real downside is that sometimes, it doesn't describe pictures. Like sometimes it'll say like graphic, or sometimes it'll just say blank. So when someone posts a picture, I have no idea what it is. I kind of have to guess what it is, or I'll have to go in the comments section and I'll go, what's that supposed to be? And they go, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. It's a picture of this, and this. And I kind of have to take their word for it, I guess you could say.
Right.
And there are sometimes
Do people send you pictures?
Very rarely some people do. Okay. Some people do tag me in photos, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And like, oh, my bad, man. That was the time when we were at the Buffalo Wild Wings, man. Remember when you were facing the wall and that guy was saying, turn the... It was a great night, man. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, I remember that night.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, there's that.
Is it hard to work with? Like, are you, like when you're actually trying to, like, you know, write up something important and it can't spell or whatever? Like,
no, I wouldn't say this because Microsoft Word does have a spell check feature and it works nicely with the spell check feature. I will say this though, it does drive sighted people who use my computer crazy because they're like, because their reaction is, would you turn that thing off? I'm like, okay, hold on, let me hit this keystroke. Okay, it's off. Go ahead and do what you want to do. All right, hang on, I just want to check something real quick. Okay, all right. Here's your computer back, sir, and then I got to go back and I got to manually put JAWS back on and that whole thing. You know, it's a whole thing.
Why are people using your computer? What, don't they have their phone? They do.
Well, sometimes if you know, I don't know, they want to use it for something. You know,
how about you say no? That's my computer that's specially set up for me. Go fuck yourself. Like, why? I don't know. I don't know why that annoyed me so much that people are like using your computer. Like, look at your phone, idiot. So here's a random question, and I want to kind of segue into the Facebook stuff and the Twitter stuff.
All right, cool.
I just happened to post this randomly because one of them happened to be a thing that I recently on a podcast admitted to. I posted a BuzzFeed post that is entitled 33 Strange Turn-Ons That Prove Sex is the Most Mysterious Thing in the World.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to go through the whole list, but the one that is mine – and I said this on like, you know, 3 or 4 shows ago. It doesn't happen with somebody I don't know. It has to be like a girlfriend, okay? But if she gets sad and she's crying and I have to console her, I almost always get hard.
Huh.
Yeah. A couple other ones on the list here. I'm not going to go through too many, but one was like blood's a turn on. Piss is a turn on. Yeah, whatever. Girl farts. What the fuck? I don't know. There's a lot of weird ones, but... Because we're going to get into beauty and love and sex with you here in a second. But before we go there, let's go this way. What's a weird turn-on for you?
Gosh. Well, I don't have like a really bizarre turn-on because... Well, I don't mean to bum you out or anything, man. But, you know, I've never really had a full-blown relationship, I guess you could say. Mainly, you know, I'm in the friend zone, and it's just, you know, that's just how it is, you know? I mean...
Now, wait a minute. I might be speaking out of turn here, but isn't Amber your chick?
Oh! Okay.
Hey, I didn't know. I'm making social media assumptions here, okay?
I really like her, man. You know, she's, you know...
What the fuck? God, I wish Skype had multiple like conference calling. I call her right now and be like, what's wrong with him? Like, you can literally do whatever the fuck you want, you know.
Well, Skype does have a multiple thing, but you know.
Oh, it does? Fuck, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to do anything, so
add multiple calls.
Really, it does that? Shit.
Yeah,
do you have to pay for that?
No. You just got to hit the thing that says, we got to go to, like, your contact list. You got to get the thing that says, like, add to group call, and boom.
Ah, fuck. All right. Well, I'm glad you told me that, because maybe now we can take, you know, Skype calls instead of this fucking talkatone, which apparently nobody cares that you and I are hanging out right now, so.
Really?
Yeah, I got a lot of tweets and a lot of Facebook, but no callers, so.
Yeah, well, we can always go off that, you know.
Well, so... Nah, I don't want to get into it if it's sensitive or whatever. But she's an interest, yeah.
Yeah.
Why exactly?
Oh well, just you know, it seems like some kind of bond, I guess you could say.
Right.
We're both on the same radio network. We're both in like the same things, I guess you could say. And so yeah, I'll just leave it at that, man. I don't want to give too much away.
No, I know, but it bugs me. I thought, like, okay, because a lot of these questions, like, a lot of them are very childlike and ridiculous,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, some of them are kind of, like, deep and awesome. And I'm sitting here going like, you fucking people, don't worry about him. He's got this. Because, like, I mean, I don't know her, but, I mean, she looks pretty all right, right?
Okay.
Oh, I guess you don't know that. I'm kidding. you know what's going on there.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Man, that bums me out. Fuck. Let's start with the tweets, because honestly, there wasn't a whole lot from, except for people just liking the fact that we were going to be talking.
Right.
Who all was here? Let me see. Hang on. I wish I was more on top of this whole thing here. Come on.
It's okay.
Kick. I know Brad was cool. I know Beth Un, whatever her handle is, was cool. Blue Dini was cool. Witness was cool. I don't even think I got any questions from Twitter, which is bizarre because everybody loves you. So,
dang, what the heck?
I'm looking.
Oh gosh.
Nah, they were more happy that like the fact that because I said that I might be killed by electrocution, they're like, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I don't think I got any questions from Twitter. That bums me out. What the hell, guys? Anyway, no, that's me, not you. They don't care about
Tweet
me.
Tweet so. Harder. Come on, people. Tweet harder. I put myself doing that like all the time, especially.
Dude, I'm a maniac. Like, me and a friend of mine were doing Sunday Fun Day, right? So we were outside and it was sunny, but the cloud kept coming over, you know, on and off. And we had been drinking, and I don't know why, it was just in my head. I was like, come on, sun, shine harder. And she was like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, I explained it all. And she's like, okay, that's funny. And actually, she sent me a message the next day with, you know, something to that effect. And I screen capped it and I tweeted it to John DiMaggio. And he favored it. He's a badass. At the John DiMaggio.
That dude is awesome, man. And I did check out that movie that he they promote. I know that voice. That's a really cool movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, oh, it is. It's awesome. And also, one of the things I find myself doing sometimes is, as a matter of fact, I did this one last night. Right after the Stars Ducks game, I went to her and I go, well, Jay, I guess you could say the Dallas Stars burnt out.
Yes! That's fucking awesome, man.
It really helps having that mixture handy, so you know.
Holy shit. This has been awesome. All right, let's close out with this bullshit, and then we'll do the plugs and get you out of here.
All right.
How long have we been going here? Gotta be, yeah, almost 50. Perfect.
Sweet.
Okay, so here's what I put to Facebook. And because I think this is a dumb question for, you know, for talking with a blind guy, but I've never really talked to a blind guy. So... Uh-huh. I was like, maybe they have the same dumb questions and they don't have to come from me. is there anything you would ask a blind guy? I got a few likes.
Okay.
Georgine. I don't know how to say her name. Georgine, I'm going to say. Comes in and says, I'm thinking of getting a tat in Braille. Where do you think I should place it?
Huh. Well, let's see. A tat in Braille. Well, the thing is, that it wouldn't exactly be in actual Braille. You'd probably have to know the dot pattern. And the dots with Braille, it's only 6 dots within one Braille cell. So which means that you would have to know the various combinations for each letter. Like,
do you know Braille?
Absolutely.
Okay. One dot. I know that was a dumb question, but I'm like, well, maybe he doesn't. You know, he can kind of see and people talk to him. Maybe he gets around.
Let's see. As far as putting it somewhere, I'm not exactly sure where I'd put it. Just put it anywhere, really.
No, where do you think she should put it? She's a good egg. You can pretty much put it anywhere.
Oh gosh.
And what would it say? She didn't say that part, but I'm asking you, like, where she's saying where should she put it, and I'm saying what should it say?
Okay. Oh gosh. Let's see. Maybe about someone on your leg that says "I heart Facebook." Something like that.
Ugh. Come on, man. You could have got a little deeper than that. I'm going to go with, I'm going to be just cheesy because I'm not really all that creative, but I would say somewhere near the vagina area that says, okay. Lucky you. How about that?
Oh, there we go.
All right. There's a lot of messages that are of this nature. Candace says, how do you see beauty with sound, smell, like what's
sound?
How does that go?
Sound and smell, really. And I guess you could say it's also based on personality too. Looks, I really don't care about looks. Sound, smell, and personality. That's how I do it, man. She's got a good personality, sweet, and she smells good. Okay, perfect.
I'm awful. I'm like, yeah, why would you care about looks? Like, how could you even? You're like, you know what? You're looking a little foul. Go home and change. Like, he's like, bitch.
Hey, baby. I must say, you're looking awfully hot. You do realize you're looking at the ceiling fan, right? Oh, my bad, my bad. You're looking mighty sexy. Say, that's the window shade. No, I'm this way. No, right. No, left. No, right. No, left. No, 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 no. Up here. No, down here a little bit. No, right here. There we go. That kind of thing.
That's funny. Okay, remember I mentioned the contributor slash pest slash asshole?
Yeah.
Alexander comes in and says, he's making assumptions here, but have you ever jerked off your guide dog?
No, actually, no.
Do you have a guide dog?
No, I don't.
Okay, see that? See, Alex, you dummy. Stupid.
Ah, dummy. Ah, you dummy. You stupid. Yeah, you stink. This stinks. This stinks, and I don't like it. All right. Shut up, Obi. You dolt. You pencil-netted twat.
Jesus. Oh. You know what? You do have some pretty good impressions. I'm going to ask you to I'm gonna have you answer the next couple in Christopher Walken voice. All right.
Okay. Anything about a moose suit? Because if it's about a moose suit, then we can go all night.
Brad Hutchings, do you think that guy on Twitter who tweets you pictures is an idiot or what?
Well, I don't think so.
I'm assuming that's him, but I don't know.
No, actually, no. There's this gentleman out of Colorado named Lyle who will send me pictures for some odd reason. I think he does it just to have fun with me because we have some kind of thing. You know, it's a thing that we have. You know, it's like a club kind of thing. He sent me pictures, and one day I'll send him a fabulous moose suit, a moose man suit that he can wear in Denver. And if he really wants to, he can trade it for some of that legal marijuana. Maybe
municipal.
Yes, that's right. Or maybe what he could do is he could take, well, if he doesn't like the moose suit, he could just roll it up into a spliff and puff on it. And then I can send him this watch, this wristwatch that his granddad wore up his ass in an internment camp for 5 years.
Had this watch in my ass. Next one.
You little man. Want me to continue in character or want me to pass out of character?
Barry Katz. Sue comes in and asks, what do you dream about?
Let me just say this. It's all about the same stuff, man. If my eyes don't work when they're open, they really don't work all that well in dreamland, man. I can still make out shapes and colors and faces and what they look like, but if you were to say describe them to me, couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it. It's like
Are they more audio-based?
Yeah, I guess you could... Yep. They're a lot more audio-based, man.
You always say that one extra word that makes you sound like an asshole. Let's see. Candace, I don't know why she thought she should comment, but I think she had some insight here. People dream about their former lives. That's why babies dream in the womb. If they never lived, why would they dream of it? That's a weird comment, but I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Let's see. Do you dream? Is there colors in your dreams?
Well, again, I'd probably say yes and no. I mean, some instances, yes. Some instances, no. I really don't focus on color. I mean, I know what color is. Like, you know, if you were to say...
Right.
Yep. Like, I would say, man, I had a dream last night where I was walking down this hallway. There was a yellow wall, and I opened up this green door and this big, gigantic purple thing. It looked at it offered me a Faygo, and then I realized it was Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse. That kind of thing.
That's awesome. Let me go here. Okay, Alex comes back in. He says, where was that one at? Oh, shit. Are you inspired by the comic book hero Daredevil? Stupid question. Let me see.
Well, I've never seen the movie Daredevil, so.
Obviously, it's stupid that he would even say that.
And then he followed up with saying, she's effective, and do you wish that movie had never been invented?
Yeah. I think the hero's blind. Not sure.
I don't know. I've heard about it. I've heard good things. I have to check that out sometime.
Alexander, again, have you ever fell down a manhole like Mr. Magoo?
No, never down a manhole, but I have fallen down the steps a couple of times. Back in the day, we lived in New York. We had a staircase, and I'd fall down that every so often. It wasn't like frequently. It wasn't like a comedy. It wasn't like a comedy bit where I had my socks in and I go 10 banana cream pies. I just fall down the steps. Every so often.
Just to mix it up a little bit. Just fucking throw yourself head first downstairs. I'm with you.
Exactly. I was never like that. It was just, every so often, I'd go to walk down the steps and I'd lose my footing and woo! Ow. Get me on the couch.
Ouch. Alexander, again, how much do you hate, capital, those people, when you go to the movies? He's a real piece of shit.
Those people, I'd say the people that drive me nuts are the people who talk during the movie.
Well, yeah, because that's why I don't go to movies. I can't not crack jokes and be like that. But for you, that's got to be it. Unless somebody, takes a shit. What else could be worse for you,
Yep. Well, like, as you can say, it's kind of like sensory overload, I guess, because there are some places where I'll be there and I'm like, what was that again? I can't hear a word you're saying. I don't go to nightclubs that much anymore. I used to go to this one nightclub in Daytona called Razzle's Nightclub. I went there for a little bit. Yeah, fun place, but after a while, it kind of seems like every nightclub turns into every other nightclub after a while.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. For me, it's like, what was that again? Where are you from? Boom, 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 boom. Kanye West song is drowning me out, man. Boom, 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 boom. That's how it is.
Jesus. All right. Moving on. Rachel comes in. This is a bit of a long one. She says, I would ask him if he believes in love at first sight. I would ask what he thinks is beautiful. Well, okay, let's try about that. Does that even exist? Like, love at first conversation, maybe?
Maybe, or I guess you could say it's like that song by AC/DC, Love at First Feel.
Good boy. Leave it at that. I would ask what do you think is beautiful?
Huh. What do I think is beautiful? Well, I have to resort back to what I said earlier.
Right.
Sound, smell, and personality.
Okay.
There we go.
I like the fact that she had the balls to go here, and I'm going to quote her here, okay?
All right.
I would ask about his sex life and what makes him aroused or how he feels erotic.
Well,
I'm not wearing any pants.
I'm not sexually active at this moment. As a matter of fact, I am 26 years old and I'm still untouched.
No.
Yep.
No.
Still got it, man. Still got the
Wait. Hang on.
Still got the cherry, as we say.
are you? Is that like a moral decision? Because I was 20. I was 22, and it was a religious based moral decision.
Well, for me, it's not a moral decision. It's the waiting process. Just trying to find.
I don't like this.
Person or the right moment. I'm waiting, man. I'm someone special, man. That's what I'm looking for. Just leave it at that.
But wait a minute. So you're saying like if some chick came up and she was like, oh, I love your radio show, and like it's like you wouldn't allow.
I'd like to get to know her first, and then we'll go from there, as we say.
Jesus. I don't like this, man. Like, I'm being let down. Like, okay, I don't care that you're, whatever, untouched. That's fine, right? For whatever reason. But, I mean, I don't know. This is what you get for, like, assuming things based on fucking Facebook. I thought you had everything all sewn up, and you're like this badass that, Damn it. All right. I don't know, like, what you would call it. Like, they have this crowdfunds. Right. What would you call it if I need a crowd of people to get you in that situation? I'll have to think about what the term would be. What do you think?
Like a Kickstarter? Like a
Kickstarter? Yeah, yeah. Cockstarter. There you go. Nah, man. Like, don't you want to just like have somebody like throw it at you once and like not pay it or any of that bullshit? But like, I feel like you have enough reach, especially between you and me and Jay and the whole thing. Like, you could get that done.
Right. let's see. The Skype sounded a little warbly on my end for a little bit. I don't know what's going on.
Might be my connection. I'm not sure.
Yeah, connection's kind of going a little weird. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're sounding a little warbly, man.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to have a campaign, probably on Twitter, just because I don't want it to be, you know, too gross and weird, but
right.
gotta get Blind Lauren Slade. Let's do this.
Okay.
On that note, let's see. Rachel comes in again and says, she was reiterating a point saying that I want to know what he thinks is beautiful. Alex comes back again and says, same as the rest of us, big tits. yeah, he's a real hoot, this guy. There was a couple.
I like how they feel. I will give you that. Do you like how they feel, man?
Oh yeah, man, undeniable. Gotta love a big set of boobies on a. I don't know. I'm a terrible improver. God, I suck.
Undeniable, man.
let's see, Trevor O'Connor. He's a fellow broadcaster. Let's say. He's a good buddy of mine on Facebook, especially. He says, our fireworks show's a real letdown. I thought that was kind of fucked up, but it was also pretty funny.
Well, I'd say no, because I'm able to appreciate the sound that the firework makes, and I'm also able to appreciate the smell of that sulfur. And, okay. Yep.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay. Let's see, a couple more, and then we'll finish this whole thing up. Amanda comes in. This is a great question. How long does it take to really trust someone new?
Gosh,
how great is that?
Let's see. How long it takes me to trust somebody new? Doesn't take too long, really. I find that I'm pretty open with people pretty easily, and you know, we're able to hit it off quite nicely in a few minutes, really. Doesn't take too long, so there we go with that.
All right, fair enough. I thought that was going to be a lot deeper, but whatever. Let's see. That one doesn't apply. Let's see. Understand it. Yeah, that might have been it. Jamie, super fan, wasted his question. Can you smell the magic? I don't even know what that means, Jamie. Come on, man.
Can you smell the magic? No, I cannot smell it. unless David Copperfield had horrible body odor, then I could. Wait a second. I could smell the magic if David Copperfield had bad body odor.
Holy shit. Man, you're amazing. I knew you would be. I think we did it for now. I imagine I'll have you on again. We'll do a little. Maybe we can do a topical show or do something like that.
Sweet.
Where's everything at again? I know you kind of plugged intermittently, but tell them all where it all is.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out my program every Friday evening at 7 p.m. on tf52.com. And you got to type in the number 52. So it's tf52.com. Show is called the LRWS, Lawrence Ross Waterhead Show. And it's basically me and two other friends. We sit around, we talk about the news of the week, and we've also had interviews. You can check out all of our archives at nwopodcast.com/LRWS. And if you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/LRWSPC, then if you like that page, then you will get your name announced on our next episode. And we'd like to thank you very much, Gervonta, for getting us some new listeners.
Yeah, who we get? Sloan, Carol Newman, and Jennifer Coelho, maybe?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, guys. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I'll be bringing them up, and it'll be a beautiful thing. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Blind Lawrence. There's no underscores, there's no backslashes, there's no question marks in the middle. No, it's just at Blind Lawrence, and it's LAWRENCE.
Right on. I'm formally at this moment inviting myself onto your show. So whenever you have a second, I'll definitely come join you guys. And, yeah, this was great, man. You were, I knew you were going to be really hysterical. I didn't know, you know, some things were going to pop up, and we're going to remedy some of these things. I vow it.
Cool.
Thank you, right, my man. I'm going to cut this out. Gofromthere.podbean.com is the home site, or you go on iTunes and search Go From There, one word. Also, follow me on Twitter, along with Blind Lawrence, at GFTPod. Awesome, man. Can you hang on while I cut this?